All right, chat. Look here. All right.
Look here.
We don't need your sass.
Get that
right
sass
at the start of a show, all right? We come here, we do an entertaining show for free, although your donations are appreciated, and you can't give us no sass when we sit in here ready to go, and then we look over at chat. Why do you do a 20-minute countdown? It's too long. You're too long, man. That's what your mom told me last night.
That's a good thing?
No, he's having sex with his mom. It's bad.
Yeah, you're too long. I've never heard that be a complaint. Either in length of penis or...
He was having sex with his mother, though. That's the bad part.
It's too long.
So I guess it's kind of like...
We're having sex with his mother?
No, he is.
He's having sex with his own mother?
Yes, that's why it's bad.
All right, that is bad. Well, then has nothing to do with that. That's just incest.
It's kind of a backhanded compliment, because, yeah, I was saying that he was well endowed, but he's also having a relationship with his mother.
A very good long time, but then also it's incest. So
it's still incest. So unless you're in Game of Thrones, it's an insult.
Yes. Yeah. Even in Game of Thrones, it's an insult, but...
Barely, though.
Well, they're trying to make it not be.
Barely, though.
Barely, though.
Barely, though.
Mm.
Like, most people, I don't think, are against it. I mean, they're...
Beer.
It's like half of it is appropriate in Game of Thrones, and then half of it is really not appropriate.
The contractor?
Who invited the contractor? And you know what? Gage and Gadget, you are totally vindicated. Yep. Anything you say now is fine, because
who
you can't get worse than whatever unofficial Tony P is saying right now. Who invited the contractor?
I have no idea
what that
means.
Like, is that because you have a hat, maybe?
Maybe.
He don't look really like a contractor. Why am I looking at the screen to look at you when you're next to me in real life?
That's a great
I could
question.
Just look at you.
I can't look at myself, so that's what the screen's for.
I look like such an idiot when I look up.
Who invited the contractor?
Who invited the contractor?
Great joke, Pinella. You're on
Colby,
top
maybe
of
because
things.
Of the hat and tattoo?
And the tattoo? That's in there.
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe because you are...
Hey, lift some stuff. Build that... Build stuff. Build something. Failure.
No, man, why? I was my monument to awesomeness.
Failure. Those two things can't even mesh together unless you have glue.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, this is the start of the show.
It's the Seth and Colby show. We do good intros.
Good intros now.
Good introductions.
We've given up on that.
I mean, we do a 20-minute countdown just so people, you know, like, I don't assume everyone's on their phone, like, at all moments of the day.
What the fuck? Like, that's an email from Seth and Colby.
For example, if you get the email notification, the default is to update you every 10 minutes. So let's say that I hit the live button, you don't check your email immediately. You get a push notification 10 minutes later. You're not by your phone. You check it 10 minutes after that. Now you're 20 minutes. You got 10 minutes left for the show start. See? That's why. If we went live right away, people would miss part of the show. And I know that that's like a whole Twitch thing that's like, oh, you ain't there. That's your problem. But this is like a podcast. It's not really
it's
like
pretty
a stream.
Timed. Yeah, we're not late. We're not early. We're here.
We're like Gandalf.
All the time.
We arrive precisely
when we mean to.
But that's the logic behind it, whether or not you agree with is it right or
getting
wrong.
Getting notified, well, just because you check your email, like, every 5 seconds.
But yeah, I mean, I could see that you guys would be like, I mean, if you get the push on your phone, it's like, Seth and Colby's live, and then you slide, and it's like, oh, 29 minutes and 14 seconds, I could be like, all right, well, how do we remind those people that check right at 30 minutes, that 30 minutes later we're live? Should we go offline, then back online, like, right away, like, right at 30 minutes, get sent out 2 notifications?
That's spamming people.
It's what they want.
Let's do it.
And we can blame it on Gage and Gadgets. It's his idea.
This is his idea. Came straight from his mouth.
Yep, we could call it. We could actually brand it. You know how like radio stations are like, from the Planet Fitness Studios, we could be from the Gage and Gadgets push notifications.
Perfect.
Be like that.
I like that.
It's a good idea.
Yeah. You need to create a new intro for that, though.
Dude, no, that's too much work.
No,
not gonna do that. Nah. I like how unofficial Tony P never explained his joke.
Who invited the contractor?
Like, Dwood did his best
Cricket.
To kind of like
Cricket.
Suss it out and be like, this is what it means. But is it suss it out? I honestly don't know. But
probably suss.
You don't really look like a contractor. Like, are these
is it like
pants?
The neon color? Is that it too?
Maybe.
Like, I'm safety.
Yes, I'm here for your fox. I hear you got a rogue fox.
I am animal control. Where is that deer?
Well, I'm saying fox because it's on your shirt.
You
didn't know it was on your shirt, did you?
You meant animal control. Because they wear safety vests when trying so the animals know they're coming.
You got a fox on your shirt.
I don't know what my
what is fox,
ever
by said. The way? What is it?
It's like a... I think it's mainly motocross.
You have like four or five
sports.
Shirts with fox on it.
Yeah,
you
man,
should really know what it is.
Really good performance shirts. It feels cottony, but it's not.
Fox Tech is what it says on
yeah.
the sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you get those shirts? Never seen one of those shirts
I
ever
love
sold.
His ass.
It, like, do you get them at like a special store that only Colby goes to?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Is it like Gordman's or?
Yep. You got it
is
right
it,
off
is
the
it
bat,
really Gordman's?
Man, that's where I got these. Like, you can get, like, the fancier shirts where they use better cotton, like in PacSun or Tilly's
right.
or stuff like that. But,
I don't
yes,
think
this
so,
one
no.
came from Gordman's.
I feel like Dillard's would be, like...
God, you called that right off the bat. It's like you were reading my mind. That's crazy.
Remember when you used to work at Gordman's and then you got fired because we liked to swim instead of you worked?
Yeah,
that
I
was
just
great.
Never showed up.
Yeah, that was awesome.
That was also 16-year-old me.
Yeah, that was, like, 10 years ago, but...
That's when I didn't want to work. Who wants to work when they're 16?
No one.
Yeah,
why
exactly.
did you work when you were 16? It's not like you needed money.
I don't know. My parents were like, get a job. Trying to instill some,
that'll
you know, work ethic, I
that'll
guess.
That'll do it, I guess. All right. Well, should we start the show?
Let's start it, man.
We got some stuff about, like, movies today. We got some stuff
start
about...
Start that show.
We got some stuff about... Facebook. Colby's
start
got a scary story that he's going to read for us for Halloween.
Yeah.
So we're going to do that.
It may either be true or complete fabrication, but we will find out together.
Yes.
With no conclusion at all. You're just going to have to judge for yourself.
Yes.
But also, there may be a conclusion.
There's definitely a conclusion.
Yeah, there's an end to the discussion,
yes.
but whether or not you're left satisfied is is up to you.
It's just like a night with Colby.
Yep.
All right.
To the T.
Let's start with the stupid show.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a doopie. I'm a duper. You guys are the doopies.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutiae of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
We're back, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Seth and Colby Show. How are you all doing tonight? It is episode 33. On Thursday, October 26th. We are live at
twitch.tv/Twitch.
Seth and Colby.
Twitch.
You can follow us there.
Twitch,
and we do two shows a week on that channel. Sundays at 2 p.m. Central and this show. Thursdays at 7 p.m. Central. Thank you all for watching. Thank you all for the follows. We appreciate you. We're going to do a good show for you tonight. You can also watch the video on demand on Seth and Colby's YouTube, which is youtube.com/Seth and Colby.
That would be it.
Yeah, so you can also follow us on Twitter for hilarious memes.
Memetude.
At twitter.com/Seth and Colby. And then you can click all the links to the audio, the iTunes, the Google Play, the Stitcher, and a Plain Jane RSS feed at our website, SethandColby.com. That's all the things right there. The most important thing, though, for our Twitch viewers in chat, type !! Foghorn, click the link, and then donate us some money. What will happen is a very loud and frightening foghorn will go off. I used to say it trolled the show, but it doesn't. It actually scares me. That's actually what it does. And we will stop whatever we are doing, read your name and your message, and we thank you in advance for your donations. It does keep Colby coming here every week. and it also helps improve the show so we can do more episodes for you every week, because the bigger the show gets, the more motivated we are to do more shows, because I do this show every day. Colby doesn't think it's possible. So give him your money. Maybe he'll change his mind.
Maybe.
He will, actually.
Well, yeah.
It will
that
for sure happen.
That would be a definite thing that would change my mind would be money.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So do that. And thank you in advance. Guys, thank you so much for watching tonight. We are going to do some fun things. Let's fade out the stupid intro. All right. Now let's actually, like, let's do the whole gosh darn show right here, all right? The grid. Can we just change our intro to the grid?
Dude. Copyright.
Can I, you know, speaking of the grid.
Can I just remake it?
Well, here's what I'm about to say. Our YouTube video got flagged for copyright, obviously, because we played the grid at length in the last episode. I went, though, and clicked the play match because I wanted to know because I like to kind of learn YouTube's algorithm. Like, what does it sample and what doesn't it? Like, how much talking over a song will it catch as still the song and how much won't it? You know, that type of idea. The one that it caught was you doing your Jeff Bridges over Jeff Bridges over the grid song.
Damn it. So it would get it either way.
Yeah, so if you recreated the grid, I think it would still count because you sounded too much like Jeff Bridges, which is kind of scary.
God, algorithms are weird, man.
Because I expected to click it in, you know, the grid, and it'd be Jeff Bridges, but it wasn't. It was you doing it. So
interesting.
I mean, the music and everything was still there, and that honestly could have been what it is. I don't want you to get too flattered. But
my Jeff Bridges is on point.
You are Jeff Bridges. He's literally Jeff Bridges.
I literally don't have a Jeff Bridges.
I mean, you did it for the grid, man.
The grid. That's just a guttural movie man voice. That's not...
That's the, like, description of Jeff Bridges right there.
What movie was he in? Was it, Hell or High Water?
I mean, he was in that movie.
Yes. In that one, he had, like molasses in his mouth.
Well, he had a southern Texas drawl.
I mean, that's mainly him, minus the dude and the other guy.
There, I added it to our
perfect.
I added it to our Seth and Colby
more
playlist.
Copyright.
I mean, who cares? Like, our YouTube doesn't have monetization, so
screw YouTube. We don't need that.
Yeah, we don't need that.
The grid.
I'll draw the picture. The information traveling through a computer look like.
I feel like any time that you know you're doing an impression, you do it worse.
Yeah.
Chips, motorcycles.
Motorcycles.
With circuits like freeways.
Freeways.
I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see.
And then.
One day.
I got in!
What's with the gesture?
I got in there. He did too. Right up in that grid.
So gross.
So sexual.
It's so gross for no reason. I like how their favorite part of that song isn't the music, it's the Jeff Bridges part. Like this part.
You can take out the music.
Yeah, we don't need this.
Jeff.
Yeah, we want this part.
Mm-hmm.
We want this.
The grid.
Just for future reference, 12 seconds in is when we need to click. So now I can just be like,
got it timed up, man.
The grid.
There we go. This is exactly where the mouse needs to be.
The grid. The grid. The grid. The grid.
You're ruining Jeff now, man. You just do it too many times and he's going to get old.
Okay. All right. We'll put it away.
All right.
Put it away, man. All right, what do you want to talk about first? You don't know any of the stories. I don't know why I asked you.
Content of some sort.
Can we blaze through these movie things just real quick?
Blaze through them, man.
All right, Gerard Butler right here.
Yeah.
Geostorm could lose as much as $100 million.
Well, yeah. I saw a video like
that. And other shocking news, today's Thursday. I mean, who didn't?
I saw a trailer for this at the beginning of this year. And I also saw a YouTube video about that trailer, and it was like the most expensive movie that you've never heard of. And it was this movie. And it's literally been postponed until the end of this year. Shut up, Hollywood! We don't need none of your crap!
Just a lot of music. Nearly 20 months after it was initially scheduled for release, Geostorm finally arrived in theaters this weekend and quickly capsized the box office. Against a budget of $120 million, including $15 million for extensive reshoots, the Global Warning Cautionary Tales only made $66.8 million worldwide, $14 million domestically. Gerard Butler... Blah, we don't even care what it's about. The film is the second biggest flop for Warner Brothers this year after King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, failed to recoup its $175 million budget.
Such a disappointment.
It also another flop for Skydance, with co-financed Baywatch, making only $177 million worldwide against a $69 million production budget. But that one actually made money. So. Yeah. The box office and finance analysts who spoke with The Wrap estimate that the break-even point for Geostorm is likely between $300 million and $350 million worldwide. Usually for a non-franchise event release, the bar is set between $350 and $400, but WB cut its marketing budget for the weather-themed catastrophe movie after pushing back the release date three times, from March 2016 to this past weekend. When no Thursday preview screens were held, it didn't help critics, who gave it a 13% Rotten Tomatoes score.
Wow. Does he, do you think he regrets being in all these bad, terrible movies?
Oh, Gerard Butler?
Yeah.
What good, besides 300, which I know you like.
Yeah.
Okay. What good movie has he ever been in?
It was like Law Abiding Citizen. That was good. Jamie Foxx. It was all right. It was a better one. It was an interesting plot.
I mean, that's the thing about Gerard Butler. I don't feel like he's ever actually been in good movies. And, okay, here's his filmography.
Phantom of the Opera.
All right.
Number one.
Well, that was like his first movie.
That was then, yeah.
Like, Reign of Fire. You remember that movie, dude?
Yeah.
This movie right here is a legend. All right. This movie has Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale in it. And it's about dragons burning down London. And I feel like no one ever talks about this movie.
I've watched it when I was really young and don't remember it. And I don't think I liked it at the time, probably because it was too serious and I wanted, you know, cartoon Transformers crap. But yes, I want to go back and rewatch it because that's a lot of good.
I think it was really badly reviewed.
Yeah.
I think people hated it, but I remember as a kid, because when did it come out? 2002, I think it said? Yeah. 2002. So I would have been 15. So you would have been what? 9?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I remember it. I remember seeing it in theaters. And like, let's see, where's it say the reception? 40% rating. So, I mean, not great. Not Geostorm bad, but not great either. But, I mean, it's got Matthew McConaughey and Christian Bale in it.
Dude, it's got to be good.
Like, it's just so random.
Yeah.
And I feel like it's been expunged from Hollywood memories. Like, no, that didn't happen.
No,
Christian Bale was never in a dragon-breathing fire movie.
Crap.
So, yes, apparently, Gerard Butler was in that, but he was a tertiary character. Yeah, The Phantom of the Opera and 300 were, like, his two biggest movies. Wasn't P.S. I Love You big? I mean, that was a chick flick, but...
It was just a chick or flick.
I think it was a chick flick, but...
Chickity flickity.
I don't think it was necessarily
Gamer
bad.
Was pretty interesting.
That's so bad. I just know by the name that it was bad. I just know. Yeah, that looks terrible.
God, don't hate it before you fucking watch it.
It's a 28% on Rotten Tomatoes. I hate it. I'm justified
in
my hating.
It was stylistically different.
Let's see, your law-abiding citizen. Let's see, it's, 25% on Rotten Tomatoes, so
jeez,
it's another bad one.
So no.
Bounty Hunter, that's the one with What's-Her-Face,
yeah,
Jennifer Aniston.
Terrible.
Let's see, critical, 13% on that one.
Really bad.
We're not skipping them, by the way. How to Train Your Dragon doesn't count. Not a Gerard Butler piece.
Machine Gun Preacher. What
so
about
see,
that
he did three stinkers.
Yeah.
Gamer
was good. Ugly Truth, also terrible.
Ugly Truth, I don't even know what that one is.
With that, yeah.
Oh,
that
God.
One, that one chick.
Oh, God.
Also, like, he's like an assassin in that movie. Came
13%.
Out the same time as Ashton Kutcher's movie where he was an assassin, had to protect some chick. Hollywood likes to release two different movies, same plot,
the
like,
same time,
every
yeah.
3 years.
I get you, yeah.
Because White House Down, which he was in,
yeah,
is the same one as, Olympus Has Fallen.
Olympus
he's
Has
in
Fallen
that one.
Is White House Down.
White House Down. Yeah. Same plot.
Yeah.
Except one's homegrown terrorist, one's North Korean.
And one's Morgan Freeman.
No, he's in the government.
What do you mean?
He plays the secondary character.
Right, but he's in the movie. One has Morgan Freeman and one doesn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. The one with Morgan Freeman obviously wins.
Well, yeah, it got a sequel, so it's still bad.
Also,
still terrible.
Both bad movies, though.
Yeah, it's
both
still
bad.
Awful.
Okay, so How to Train Your Dragon doesn't count.
What's the
and
critics
then Machine,
on
Gun,
Machine Gun Preacher?
Machine Gun Preacher. I've never even heard of Machine Gun Preacher, dude.
This is like his, like,
this
like
looks like an Hindi movie, yeah.
Kinda.
This has a 29%, so not great. Chasing Mavericks, another movie we've never heard of.
He was a surfer.
Okay, that sounds like a good choice for him.
31.
45% rating. That's like 100%
like
for him.
That's like the best one for him.
Playing for Keeps.
Never
isn't that a soccer movie?
Never heard
I feel like
of
that's,
it.
Nope, it's another chick flick.
Chickity flickity.
3%!
Wow.
On Rotten Tomatoes. And then
wow.
Olympus Has Fallen, How to Train Your Dragon 2 doesn't count. Gods of Egypt. I don't even remember him in this movie.
It was terrible.
Let's see.
He's the bad guy.
He's the bad
and
guy
he's
in it?
Also... like bigger. They think that the Olympus gods
15%
were like 15, 20 feet tall. Jeez. Humans.
And then Geostorm. So yeah, Gerard Butler has never made a good movie. So
He was in a Tomb Raider? I forgot he was in a Tomb Raider.
Yeah, but that's probably like a bad guy.
He's
like Daniel Craig was
like
in a Tomb Raider.
Like sidekick.
Well, right, so was Daniel Craig at one point.
Yeah.
And like that's before he's Daniel Craig. That's before he's Gerard Butler. Phantom of the Opera, 300, his only two good movies. Yeah. And then he's had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 bad movies after that.
He peaked, and then he's...
I don't even know if that's a peak.
Straight down.
He, like, went over a speed bump, and then the speed bump was a cliff on the other side of the speed bump. It's like a slight bump and then a cliff. That's what his career has been.
Well, that's... I mean, it's kind of been the same with Zack Snyder, too, with the 300.
Yeah, he's never really made a good
300
movie.
300 was... It was
but Zack Snyder is regarded by the nerds who watch his show as at least trying to be truthful to, or faithful to, the source material, right? Like with Watchmen and stuff?
Watchmen's the only one I've ever heard that's gotten...
But man, he had the Aquaman Trident, dude, where, you know, people are like...
Yeah, but he looks nothing like the old school Aquaman.
No, dude. Well, yeah, you're not going to put him in purple and orange spandex.
Yeah, why not?
I don't know. I wish they would.
Make that cool. Put him in Vinny Chase's Aquaman costume.
I forgot about the Vinny Chase movie.
I forgot it was Aquaman until I said it.
Like, they picked Aquaman because that's never going to be a movie.
Right.
And now it's actually going to be a movie.
It's actually a movie. Mm-hmm.
So dumb.
Oh, yeah.
And it's made by Warner
Jason
Brothers.
Momoa
that's a hilarious
still
part.
On, I'm sure they'll do a spinoff single him
I think
movie.
They are already planning on.
Really?
I think they are planning to. I think that's in the works.
Good God.
Yeah, man. So, Gerard Butler, trash. Aquaman. Let's see. 2018. Yeah. It's next year. Yeah.
Are you fucking kidding?
Yeah, that's what I thought. He's doing the Aquaman movie. He just happens to do a cameo in Justice League.
They're shooting it at the same time then, right?
Well, I think
they
already shot
Aquaman.
They just
got done with Justice League,
yeah.
And now they're going
He's not going to be in Justice League that much, I don't think, man.
He's one of the bigger characters. Have you seen the trailers?
No. No, I don't
He's
like
in it a lot.
I watch enough bad things. I don't
He's
even watch
in it a lot. Like, Bruce goes to find him in
the... So, Jared Leto was in the Suicide Squad trailers a lot. How was he in that movie?
That's on Aquaman. That's what we're talking about, Pinella. Where you at? Is he timed? Is this a time thing?
I mean, there is a delay, but I feel like this delay is really bad. Like, did he pause it and, like, make a corn dog and then unpause
it's
it?
Possible.
Thoughts on Aquaman.
God, no. Like, I mean, Jason Momoa, you got me, but...
It's trash.
Nah.
Yeah, it's trash. It's going to be garbage. It's going to be garbage. You like him because he was in 9 episodes of Game of Thrones where his most acting was...
No, that one scene where he speaks around the fire saying that he's going to sail everybody over and take the
okay,
Westeros.
So that was his one line?
That was badass, man. He
that
got
was it.
Me pumped.
So you like that? And you're not going to go watch Aquaman.
I'm not going to go watch Aquaman.
You're going to go watch
I'm
Aquaman.
I'm not even going to go watch Justice League.
Let me get
I'm
going to
wait until it comes on one of my legal websites.
Yeah, but you're going to watch it first week because it'll be on one of those sites first week. Don't you lie to me, man. What else are you going to do with your life?
Nah.
Just it'll sheer,
anything
out of
else.
Sheer boredom, you'll watch Aquaman.
The
I know
razor
you.
Blades. Pills, anything else.
It's gonna be garbage, dude. There's gonna be no redeeming quality about it.
I mean, I the trailers look, there's some bad parts in them, there's some good
parts.
If
you can't have
them.
A good, if your whole trailer can't be good, that's not a good sign, man.
Yeah, I mean, there's like he's flying around and shit in the ending fight that's happening. Like, Batman's just throwing him with his bat wing. And then, like, the Flash, like, picks him up. Cyborg's flying in the air and catches him after he just, like, literally jumps 300 feet or some crap. It's so CGI'd out, and the fights are the most boring thing I've ever seen. Just
well, and aren't the DC movies, like, 100% fights for the most part?
Well, no. Batman vs. Superman was.
It's going to be directed by James Wan.
Man of Steel kind of was.
James Wan.
Wonder Woman, the ending of it was.
James Wan made Insidious, The Last Key. He made Jigsaw. He made Annabelle Creation. And he made Lights Out, The Conjuring 2, Insidious Chapter 3.
The worst Fast and the Furious.
Hold on. Let's just look at his directing. He directed The Conjuring 2, then Furious 7, Insidious 2, The Conjuring, Insidious. Doggy Heaven.
He did all the Saws.
And he did Saw.
Basically.
He did the first Saw. So he's a horror movie director, and now he's doing Aquaman.
Huh.
How's that make you feel, man?
Odd and concerned.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird.
It's not going to be good. I mean, they're not good. They're not great.
They're not going to be good.
There will be
this is
good
be,
parts
you,
in them.
You mark my words, guys. This will be one of the worst reviewed superhero movies ever made.
What, Aquaman?
I'm saying it right. Yeah, Aquaman. No doubt. I'm putting it in stone. Take it to the bank.
I mean, yeah. Jason Momoa hasn't had a role where he's carrying.
He hasn't had a role. You can
movie.
Just end right there. He hasn't had a role. He's literally the Dothraki guy who got hired because of his abs.
Have you heard him, like, speak in real life, too?
No.
Because he's just, like, a Southern American accent. Okay. Not really thick draw, but, like, just a big
you
guy
could,
who
you
talks
could take
like
him
this.
And replace him with that Joe Manganiello guy. They're the same person. You know who
Joe,
that is?
No.
He's the, you'll know him the second you see him.
Joe Jabo Dabo.
Joe Man...
Mangelino.
Nope, wrong. Hotkey. That's the hotkey.
Oh, yeah, the hot guy from fucking...
yeah, this guy.
How I Met Your Mother.
These two people, these are the same person. This guy and Jason Momoa are the same person.
Pretty close, right?
Jason Momoa has longer hair.
Yeah.
But otherwise, they're the same person. It's the worst potato image I've ever seen.
Potato.
They put Charlie Hunnam in there, too.
Why is Charlie Hunnam in there?
I don't know. It's a great question. God, can they... Maybe... Oh, here we go. Here we go, ladies. Here we go, ladies. You like that?
That's potato image.
That's what the ladies get.
Hot-blooded, man.
Anyway,
hot-blooded man.
David Fincher didn't want the pressure of directing a Star Wars film. You think that's the polite way of saying, I don't do Star Wars, from David Fincher?
Maybe. I don't know.
Says, a long time ago, David Fincher was in the running to direct The Force Awakens, a job that eventually went to J.J. Abrams. As it turned out, Fincher avoided the galaxy for a good reason. I can't imagine the kind of intestinal fortitude one has to have. That's a whole other level. One is you have to endure the withering abuse of Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher, and the other is you have to live up to a billion or a billion five, and that becomes its own kind of pressure. You have to think... You'd have to think really clear. You'd have to really clear your head, I think, he continued. You'd have to really be sure this is what you wanted to do, because either way, it's 2 years of your life, 14 hours a day, 7 days a week.
I mean, I'm a big fan of Fincher, and a Star Wars... a Fincher Star Wars would be creative and different, and they don't want that.
Chat says that Star Wars is a controversial movie. Can you explain that? Like, would you consider it to be controversial?
If you do shit, it's forever. Do you think he knows what the word controversial means?
I also don't understand his correction.
Do shit work. If you do shit work, it's forever.
Oh. Okay. Like, if it was bad.
Yeah,
it
I got forever. It. It was not well written.
I get it. Okay. Thank you. Thank you for translating. Yeah, so many people love it. I don't know, man.
It's... Yeah,
a David Fincher Star Wars would never work.
It would never work. It would work. It would be a great film, I think. But
imagine the universe we would have though if David Fincher started the last three of the trilogy.
Oh, God, that'd be crazy.
That would be a really good Star Wars trilogy, wouldn't it?
Uh huh.
I'm actually really excited because he's doing World War Z 2 next.
Did he do the first one at all?
No. And that's what I'm so interested. It's like it's one of besides Alien 3.
Right.
I think this is his first sequel he's ever done, okay. And it's also like his first big budget movie that he's ever really done.
Right.
So I'm interested to see how he takes, because like all of his movies are usually like they're almost
cult
on the fringes of this is disturbing. Uh-huh. Almost. I mean, The Social Network is probably the exception to that rule.
But like Seven,
right?
And Girl with the Dragon Tattoo,
yeah. And then his new show Mindhunter is that way. Like Zodiac is another one.
Yep.
Fight Club, mm-hmm. You know. So, like, World War Z, I'm interested to see how he takes an established, this is a popcorn movie, right. And David Fincher's it. Because if he does that really well, then maybe he could handle something like Star Wars. I would love to see, wouldn't you love to see, like, a David Fincher Boba Fett? Or a David Fincher Obi-Wan movie?
That would be sick.
Wouldn't that be the greatest
thing
ever?
Or, like, a Rogue One side story,
yes.
Something like that?
Like, if they did a character-driven Star Wars,
uh-huh.
With Fincher at the helm, with some type of weird twist to it, Fincher always does.
That'd be fucking cool.
That would get me right back into Star Wars like that, because that would adult it up, which
right.
Is what we had that two-hour-long conversation about Sunday.
I don't know.
Is that it doesn't?
I don't
it feels
know,
like it's for kids.
That possible,
that would
though?
To
have like a JJ popcorn piece of
why
shit,
not?
And then also because I mean every single child is gonna want to go see the David Fincher Obi-Wan movie when really it's gonna be like a Deadpool where they probably shouldn't go see it.
I don't know. He's made PG-13 movies before.
Yeah.
Like it could. I don't know. I feel like he could do it without gratuitous violence and. I don't
know,
man.
Also, that's not the Star Wars world is to show gratuitous violence. I mean, they made lightsabers
Well, that's why I'm interested in seeing World War Z, because although it is, it could be gruesome.
Right.
It could be. The first one probably wasn't.
Right.
Oh, no.
I think that was a bad part of
I guess
why
we'll see.
People didn't like the first one.
I guess we'll see. Like,
but I agree with Mr. Morris Minor there. I want a Tarantino Star Wars.
Oh, my God.
God, that would be amazing. He should have directed Han Solo. That would have been great. Django Unchained, Han Solo.
Dude, that'd be incredible. Not the Django Unchained part, but.
Yeah. Just all
Chewbacca
good old
Django?
Western? No. You get it. Like the tone of Django Unchained minus all the slavery crap.
I don't know. I'd rather see a Pulp Fiction Han Solo, honestly.
That's better.
That's like that.
That's
or
better.
Reservoir Dogs Han Solo. That'd be great, too.
I never saw Reservoir Dogs. I feel bad.
Let's do a Kill Bill Boba Fett.
Oh, God.
Dude.
That'd be ridiculous.
That'd be amazing.
That'd be ridiculous.
I mean, that's the thing. Like, I don't want to compare Star Wars to Harry Potter. Although we should, because they're kind of both kids' things. Only Harry Potter kind of grew up,
mm-hmm.
where Star Wars never really did in the films. Like, the books and everything they did, but, mm-hmm. like, those don't exist anymore. But, like, Star Wars never really grew up. Chewie is a slave, LOLOL. Do you think Disney will ever do the unthinkable, remake 3, 4, and 5? I think, if anything, they would remake the prequels. I think of anything. But did we talk about it? I can't remember...
Yeah, that's an odd number set, because that's like in the middle of prequel and...
I can't remember if, 3, 4, 5 is the original trilogy, dude.
4, 5, and 6 is the original trilogy.
Right. Oh, you're right. Okay.
Yeah.
Counting's hard.
Uh-huh.
Counting's hard, chat. If that's a mistake, I just made it, so... I think we talked on our show about how my theory that Disney is slowly... removing all references to the prequels in their new shows like they didn't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I think we talked at length about that. Like
about
how,
the Force, mainly, I think.
Like, how they
like
got...
midichlorians.
Right, like, they get rid of that, and they're getting rid... Like, they're gonna slowly push all this out. Like, that was... I think that was, like, my conspiracy theory about why The Force Awakens rebooted A New Hope is because then everything they make after The Force Awakens, they can ignore... the prequels, because
so
for
trying to make,
their prequels are the original trilogy.
So by that logic, are they trying to make Rey Anakin?
Well, I think that was my original theory.
I mean, it holds up because she's all she can do the crap. And,
right, they're just Rey would be Anakin,
but
Rey.
Then she's gonna be evil and then have children birthed from her and then get all burnt and then go evil and
know,
be
man.
The
maybe they'll go
no
the junior
way.
Round. And Kylo will give birth. Who knows?
Yes. Transgendered Sith, man. Let's get it.
I don't think they're going to remake any of them. I think the Disney
they'll
way would
them.
Be to ignore them.
Yeah.
I think that would be the Disney way.
Mm-hmm.
I think
they
they'll
may
never
reference back to characters here or there, but I mean, like you say, they're
know,
trying
man.
To kill them off.
I don't. What characters besides Anakin, or characters? Let's say. Dude, you want to dab? You want to
dab
for a fall?
I've
not
dabbed
dabbing.
On this show.
You have
you
never dabbed on this show.
I have too.
I'm not dabbing for a follow.
Can we
I'm not that
both
desperate.
Dab?
No.
Why not?
I don't know how.
It's head in the elbow and then this arm up like this. Except
yeet!
Really quick. Yeah, there you go. Wah!
I yelled yeet while I did. I feel like
that's
that was
perfect. That is like dab central right
okay.
there.
Okay. Nope. Don't clip that, chat. Don't clip it.
Clip it all you want.
Don't clip it. You don't know
care.
What clip means. Don't say words you don't know.
You take it and make it a GIF.
Sure. Let's go with that.
Or save it somewhere.
I better see your name. Now that I read your name, I don't know if I actually want to see.
Yeah, my pee-pee is hard. Come on, man. Where you at? Where you at?
God, we're whores.
We are. Who
we're
cares?
Whores.
That doesn't matter.
We're whores.
I'll dab for anything.
Oh, you might want to slow down.
I'm not slowing down. I'm forward. I'm flooring it.
Child porn.
Nope. You got me. You got me. Pull that brake pedal.
You
wouldn't
know
hard.
How bad it would have been if you would have dabbed after that.
Yeah.
God, we would have.
Should have done it.
We would have been famous, but for the wrong reasons. Should've. What were we talking about? Oh, Star Wars prequels. I think there's no characters in those prequels that they'll reference that aren't in the original trilogy.
Obi-Wan.
In the original trilogy.
Yoda.
In the original trilogy.
Chewbacca.
In the original trilogy.
C-3PO. R2-D2.
Why are you just naming people in the original
Dude,
trilogy?
Dude, literally every single character that wasn't in the original trilogy
Dooku,
sucks and could be
Dooku,
completely gone.
Dooku, Qui-Gon. Qui-Gon might get a
That's
mention.
The one.
It's the only one.
Maybe Palpatine.
He's in the original.
That's a good point.
Yep.
Okay, Plagueis. Huh? You know, there's a rumor going around that Darth Plagueis was actually the Sith Lord in episode one.
Then see, that would be breaking. That would be an example of them retconning the prequels because only two there are.
Yep.
No more, though, no less.
No less.
So who did we fight? The Master?
Yeah, that really doesn't make any sense. Because the apprentice would have been Palpatine if Plagueis was still alive.
Darth Maul was the... Yeah, well, yeah. Darth Maul was the apprentice.
Yeah, that would be three. Yeah. So that rule breaks.
Right. But they
and
could
you're
just
telling
forget
me
that.
There used to be a Sith planet. There's only two of them on that planet?
I don't know, man.
Bullshit.
Maybe they're just not Sith anymore.
Bullshit.
Maybe they don't call them Sith. Maybe they're Knights of Ren.
No, they're called Sith.
I don't know, dude. Was that in a book?
Maybe it's Master and Apprentice.
Was that in a book?
But that might have been after the whole we destroyed
was
the Sith.
Was that Sith planet thing in Extended Universe? Because that doesn't exist anymore, so that...
It's gone.
Get rid of that.
Get rid of it.
The only thing it's that's gone. Canon are the seven movies and the Rebels TV show. Everything else, I think, has been removed. Have you ever heard the tragedy of Darth Pelagius the Wise? No, why don't you tell it to me?
Come on, Pinella. Recite the whole quote.
He can go about this two ways. He can either... You know what? I want to wait 5 minutes to see what he does before I give him the out.
There you go.
Because he's got an out, and he's got the bad way. And I want to see which one he does. I really want to see which one he does.
Yeah.
Thanks for the follow. My pee-pee is hard 69.
That's a great name, man. Great name.
Yeah, thanks for the follow, man.
What's Tom Hanks? I see a Tom Hanks
story. That's not Tom Hanks.
Tom Hardy?
That's it. Tom Hardy, how much rage does this fill you with? Me speak like Yoda, whole show. Tom Hardy will be playing Venom entirely through motion capture. He's faced the hurdles of acting with mask covering his face. It's not so much a surprise that Hardy will portray the alien symbiote in Venom in a mocap suit. He's basically doing it like circus. I mean, there's Tom Hardy's playing a new character using performance capture. It all parts to what is the nature of acting. There is no difference between acting, wearing a costume and makeup, wearing the motion capture. That's plain and simple. Just need to be aware of both bodies. So Tom Hardy isn't even going to be in the movie, so to speak. I mean, when Andy Serkis does it, I don't consider him to not be in the movie. So there's a little bit of double standard for me right there.
Right.
But I feel like this bodes badly for Venom, the movie, that Tom Hardy's like, I don't even want to be on camera. It's all mocap.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, he literally doesn't care.
How much would you have to donate for you two to take off your shirts and kiss? Well, taking off your shirts against Twitch TOS. So how much money do we expect to make over the 40-year run of this show? Like
$1 billion
like,
total.
I was going to say like, I don't know, 1.5 million maybe?
Yeah.
That much.
Donation.
If you donate that, we will take off our shirts, we will passionately kiss, and then the show will never exist again. And you will get that, and we will get that. I literally Googled Darth P, and the first thing, did you mean Darth Plagueis copy pasta? Yeah, I mean, that's what you meant.
Darth Plagueis copy pasta?
Are you going to put it in here? Are you going to pasta it? Give me a few years. All right, dude, we'll be here. All right, and the offer will stand anytime you want to give us Morris,
we can...
You know what? We probably would still do the show. We'd just have to change the name because we got banned.
Yeah. That's
so, Morris, don't worry. We would just we'd change it to the Colby and Seth show, and then boom.
Boom, we're back.
Done. We'll just change. We'll literally just mirror everything.
Okay. Andy Serkis, I could tell Caesar. I watched the newest one, War.
Legally or illegally?
Legally.
Okay.
And you could tell it's Andy Serkis.
Right.
But, like, the motion cap is just so good with the facial recognition now that it looks so good.
Right.
Venom has no facial structure.
Well, a chimpanzee...
Other than a gigantic-ass mouth and two fucking animated eyes.
Right, it doesn't matter if it's Tom Hardy.
Yeah, it could be anybody. Why pay Tom Hardy for that?
Well, the real question is... I mean, you could say about a lot of superheroes. Like, you didn't... Like, Spider-Man wasn't mocap. They put Tom Holland in a suit. Like, some of it was mo-capped, like, where he's flying through the air and all that, of course. But, like, when he's just wearing a suit in his bedroom, that's Tom Holland in a suit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can't... Like, Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool.
Yeah.
Like, he's just eyes. He has no mouth. Like, you could mo-cap that. Why? Doesn't that seem...
It's just
expensive for no reason?
Know,
don't you think
man.
It's just a chance for it to have bad CGI for no reason?
Yes, 1,000%.
Screenshot and send to Colby, since apparently it's too long. All right, so now I can tell you. Now I can tell you, all right? The easy out would have been...
He hasn't sent it yet. Don't do it.
Oh,
there it is. All right,
The easy out would be the first line of that, which is what? What's the first line of that?
I thought not.
What's the next line?
It's a story. It's not a story the Jedi would tell you.
That's how you get out of it. You just put that line in there and then be like, I thought not. It's not a story the Jedi would tell you. And then you don't have to do the entire speech.
Yep. But no, he went and did the entire speech.
Yep. That's how you do it. Change seats. No, we don't even have to change seats. Watch. We'll just revert to the actual camera. Like, we could just do this. Just. It didn't work, but it was supposed to. So just imagine it flipped.
I'm not shaving live on camera either. You know how long this took to get in?
He's purposely growing that
out. Yes, it's not going anywhere for a year. What?
He's purposely growing it.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What?
What's not purposeful about it?
Nothing.
I don't care, so it's just bleh.
No, I'm not saying anything.
You're man. Saying something.
I'm not saying
and I'm
anything.
Really wondering what the fuck it is here.
Not saying anything, man. Let's move on to the next story. Let's see.
He hit a trigger there, buddy.
let's see. Dennis reacts to Blade Runner 2049 bad box office, stands by spoiler-phobic marketing. So the highly anticipated sequel will struggle to turn a profit at box office. Basically, as a filmmaker, I'm not arrogant, he said, alluding to the fact that he doesn't take on projects is based on whether or not they'll make box office hits and nobody's name in the industry. People put a lot of money in the movie and allow me to make something like Braid Water. They trusted me and I gave me a lot of freedom and they are friends. So, of course, I want the movie to be a success. And at the end of the day, it's a long journey, but I want them to not lose money. Warner Brothers marketing for the film has been one of the key reasons people think the film missed the mark. Yellow? I'm not yellow.
Chubby yellow, dude. Who's yellow?
Hi, Sarkro. Basically, what this story is
Germany.
Saying. Okay. I like the idea that you were supposed to learn as the movie goes on. As a cinephile, one of my best experiences when I was on a film festival jury, I had to watch 20 movies without knowing anything about them. You don't know the genre, you don't know the country, you don't know the story, you don't know that you're about to look at a comedy or a horror movie. So basically what he's saying is that the movie didn't make any money because he purposely didn't market it in a way where the general audience could understand the story right away.
They didn't market it that
way? Right. And he did it on purpose because he wanted it to be kind of a mystery as you went in.
Mm-hmm.
But because of that, the general audience didn't want to go see the movie, even though it was good. So he's talking about this quandary in Hollywood where good movies get spoiled because the only way to get everybody to go see it is to spoil the movie in the trailer because no one wants to invest their time unless they know the whole thing already.
Right.
But for a movie like Blade Runner that's artistic, you know, or whatever... But that's why it's not going to make enough money. It's not going to break
even.
Yeah,
that doesn't make any sense. I feel like just the name alone would bring in enough people.
Well, it obviously didn't. So.
And the fact that he's back. But was Blade Runner that big of a thing back in the day? Was it? I don't really know.
I mean, I asked my mom last night. I mean, she was in high school when that movie came out.
Yeah.
And she's like, she didn't like it then. I don't know, man.
Dude, it was a weird tone to it. There was very little soundtrack, and if anything, it was super weird and experimental, I would feel like, so definitely not in the standard cookie-cutter movie kind of thing, but...
I don't know, man. I kind of agree with him. I think that, like, unless it's Star Wars, like, if you don't show enough of the plot, people don't care.
I would agree, but I also don't want to know every damn thing going into the movie with it, and then...
Well, right,
just...
but you watch good movies regardless. The average person does not. Like, did your mom have any interest in seeing Blade Runner?
Doubt it.
Yeah, so but if she knew the general plot and it related to her, do you think she'd be more interested in knowing it? Because a moody music over a cityscape, which is basically the marketing for Blade Runner and the fact that it's Blade Runner, that's all that we got.
And Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
You got that.
Yeah, that's it.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I mean, I didn't even know the plot of Blade Runner before I watched the original. And the original literally just lays out, like, Star Wars is opening crawl, basically, of what the world is.
Okay.
And basically, it's just like they built human cyborgs that are stronger than most humans, but they, like, reduce their brain functions to where they don't overthrow us or shit like that. But then they started to kill humans, and so then they got...
It always happens.
They got annexed to, like, some planet to do construction work or mining work or something like that. And,
You think the Emoji Movie is a box office hit, 10 out of 10? Dude, that movie's already on DVD.
Yeah.
That's the saddest thing I've ever seen.
It's also the lowest rated movie of this year, I believe.
Really? But... Even with Gerard Butler's newest movie coming out? Wow, that's impressive. It's impressive, dude.
It's also a gigantic ad, I heard. It was just an ad, like they played Candy Crush in the movie.
That's how they make the money back for a flop, dude.
Yeah.
What else you expect?
It's terrible. But
what else you expect, man?
Anyways, replicants is what they're called. Which
okay.
reminded me of a Bruce Willis movie.
Okay.
I forget what Bruce Willis movie, but I think they use that exact word. Anyways, yeah. And then they come to Earth, a group of them, and then Blade Runners are people who hunt them down and either kill okay. them or bring them in. And so it's about Harrison Ford hunting down a whole bunch of them.
Okay.
And then he falls in love with one that he shouldn't have fell in love
Awkward.
With.
Yeah.
And then wasn't it one of those with like three different endings to it?
Yeah. I think Ridley Scott made like 11, not Ridley Scott personally, but there's like 11 versions of that movie.
Yeah, that's
And
ridiculous.
There's like one that's the director's cut, which is the only one Ridley Scott had complete creative control over.
It was weird.
Which is probably not the one you watched.
Probably not. The one I watched was,
because people hated the ending of the theatrical version is what I understand.
Really?
That's what I understood.
Well, it kind of just ended.
Maybe that's why.
Like, there's this cop who's been giving him shit. So there's cops and there's Blade Runners. Apparently Blade Runners are, like, lower on the totem
right.
pole, so they treat him like crap. There's this cop who's been giving him shit his entire movie, and then he comes to him at the end after he just killed the last replicant and was like, you know, the one that you love, she'll never live or something like that. And then just leaves, and then he goes to his apartment, and it looks like somebody broke in, but there she is in the apartment. And he's like, all right, we need to get out of here and leave. And then as he's leaving, he finds like a little note from the police guy or a little origami thing that he left for him to be like, I was here and I didn't kill her, so you should respect that. And then fade to black.
Isn't that weird that back in the 80s there was movies where they made entire worlds and sets and characters and they didn't have any intention of making a sequel? Because that would never happen today.
Yeah. The sets for that movie are ridiculous.
That's weird, honestly, to think about. If we could be any animal, what would you be?
A llama.
You'd be a llama, dude?
Yeah.
Why?
I'd spit at people.
I'd be a...
Eat grass and spit at people.
I'd be a golden eagle.
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, because
that's a good one.
Top of the food chain. It's illegal. It's illegal to shoot me. I can fly all around. There's R. Kelly writes songs about me. Like, it's a whole thing, dude. I want that.
Golden eagle?
Yeah, fly like
that
an eagle.
That was another one I was going to say. Morris was sloth. I was going to go with sloth.
No, because if I say sloth,
dude,
chat will be like,
sleep.
You're already a sloth.
I could sleep
Kappa
all
Kappa.
Day.
I don't want that.
That would be the best thing ever.
He can be a sloth. I'm going to be a golden eagle.
Just sloth it up.
Are you sure you wouldn't be an elephant? Is that a loud joke or a fat joke? It's hard to tell. I don't really know which one.
I'm assuming the fat.
Could be.
Yeah, are elephants typically loud? Like when they...
No. No, elephants are quiet.
They're typically quiet. It's not like they make random caw noises every single seconds. Like birds.
I'm just going to move on.
Yeah,
elephants are loud.
Yeah.
They're loud.
Both.
You're wrong. All right. Here we go.
You're loud and you're wrong.
Here's a thing for my PBSR. Gaming addiction suggests a real condition. Basically, there may be no such thing as internet gaming addiction. People play excessively not because they are hooked on the game itself, but because they feel unhappy about other areas of their life, according to a study that followed thousands of online gamers over 6 months. What do you think, man?
Gamers aren't happy?
I mean, this says, here we go. To investigate the potential prevalence of disorder based on those criteria, Netta Weinstein, Cardiff University, UK, and her colleagues used census data to invite 23, 16 people over the age of 18 who regularly play games online. Participants filled in a questionnaire covering aspects of their health, physical activity, and lifestyle. At the start of the study, only 9 participants met 5 or more criteria and experienced distress as a result of their gaming. However, none of this met the criteria 6 months later and therefore weren't diagnosed with addiction. 3 people matched 4 or more criteria at the beginning of the study. However, none felt ongoing distress over their gaming habits. We didn't see a large number of people with clinical problems. The study suggests that it's not clear how many resources should go into gambling addiction or gaming addiction compared to other addictions like drugs. So basically what this is saying is that gaming is not an addiction. It's a distraction. Because an addiction is harmful to you, and you feel withdrawals or you feel bad in some way. And all the people that they studied, gaming didn't negatively affect their life in any way. So essentially it's just filling a hole in their soul. That they're using instead of confronting their problems. So
I mean, yeah, I just don't think it doesn't affect you as much as drugs would.
But what's the difference between like gaming and reading a book to do the same thing? Like, isn't it just a mode of entertainment? Like, there's some people out there that play games for a job, like professional sports people or Twitch streamers or you know those types of things. You know, PewDiePie, that type of idea.
Yeah,
but like regular people who just come home and play City Skylines for 3 hours, like they're. You could also just read a book for 3 hours or watch 3 hours worth of movies to fill the time. Like, what's really the difference?
Not shit.
If you could be in any movie universe, what would you pick?
Your mom's.
I don't know. Movie universes? What are some examples? Give me some good movie universes, man.
Star Wars.
Don't want that one.
Lord of the Rings.
Who would I be in Lord of the Rings? That's really the question.
That's what you get to decide.
Well, no, because I don't want to be an Uruk-hai living in Mordor getting whipped by the white man. That's what I don't want, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
Now, well, if I could be in a Hobbit just eating food all day and smoking weed.
Or,
that might be okay. If I could be Lord Sauron, I'd be totally down.
The Jetsons.
That's not a movie, that's a television show.
I'm sure
show.
There was a Jetsons movie.
All right, man, I can't argue because I don't know.
Yeah, see? See?
I don't know, man. I feel like there's some really awesome movies out there that I'm just totally not.
Mad Max.
Though I've never seen it, and I doubt I want to live in a dystopian desert world. It's just...
Hunger Games.
I feel like I'd really excel at the Hunger Games.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah, because I would just buddy up. Like, because, like, I...
You buddied up?
Like, here's what would happen, all right? Me and you would buddy up. You'd do all the cardio things, okay?
There's one guy and one girl from each place that you live, so we're not going together.
We live literally 2 blocks from each other.
That's one district, which is a big old, basically state-sized
area. Me and you are going together in my fantasy, okay, man?
Okay, man, it's a gay Hunger Game.
Yes.
We got it.
It's a Gager game.
Gager game.
All right, here's the thing.
Harry Potter's another one.
Harry Potter might not be bad.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of like real world, but I might be a wizard.
Mm-hmm.
So that's same. Pretty good. That's yeah. pretty good.
Magic is always a great thing.
Here's what would happen. I'd buddy up with you. You'd chase the people down, but I know that you have a big heart, so you wouldn't actually kill anybody.
But then you'd just
But I would just be like, stomp their skulls, nice. Like women, children,
so
babies.
I would disabilitate I don't care. Them, and then yeah. you just end their lives.
Yeah, and then at the end, I would kill you, and I'd win.
Okay.
Because you wouldn't see it coming.
Yep. Well, now I do, but...
Well, yeah, but that's not ever going to happen.
You don't know that.
If it happens,
with
though,
Trump,
I promise I won't kill you.
With Trump and the presidency?
I promise I won't
kill
you.
Who knows, man?
I promise.
But yeah, Harry Potter would be a good one. X-Men.
I would live in the Saw universe because I want to die.
I want to be telepathic or whatever she is.
X-Men? What about X-Men universe, dude?
That's what I just said.
That'd be a good one.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I can't hear you. You're like way away from the
microphone.
Jean Grey. Don't look at me. Look at the mic.
In your face. I can't hear you when you're talking into a microphone.
I've got headphones on, man.
God, jeez. Stupid.
What X-Men would you want to be the most?
Jean Grey! Oh my god!
She goes crazy, though.
So? She's still all fucking powerful.
I don't know, man.
I don't control my... I'm already crazy.
I'd rather be Deadpool. Can't die.
I would
Wolverine?
Eventually want to die, I feel like.
No.
Yeah.
No, because, I mean, what about Kitty Pryde would be good, too. Walk through walls. That's a pretty good one.
Yeah, what? Anybody invisible?
I don't know. If they are... How would you know?
Is there any X-Men that's invisible?
What if there's an invisible X-Men in every movie you just don't see?
Maybe. I mean, why not?
There's got to be an invisible X-Men.
Nightcrawler would be a cool one,
That'd be
too.
A cool one. But he can only teleport, like, places he sees or places he's been. That's less
that's
cool.
A jumper kind of thing,
Yeah, that's
too.
Less
but,
cool.
I mean, what the... You got to know where you're going. You can't just imagine someplace and transport
I want to be invisible.
Imagination.
Here's my ultimate mutant,
uh-huh.
okay? Invisible. Invisible walk through walls. Flying... Wolverine healing ability. That's what I want.
Superman's not invisible, I don't think.
No.
Is that one of not his powers? Because he has, like, every power.
Yeah, he has laser vision, like, frost breath, invincibility.
And Wonder Woman has an invisible jet, yet she's not invisible.
Yeah, isn't there a Family Guy joke where she gets in the invisible jet and you just see her sitting on air as it flies away?
Yeah, and then I think she goes to the bathroom in the jet, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
If you could have relations with any movie character, who would you make love with?
Does it have to be the character or does it have to be the actor or actress?
Character.
Oh, the butler from Django Unchained. Samuel L. Jackson's character.
That was too quick. Why was that on the tip of your brain?
I was just trying to think of the most messed up one possible.
That was pretty messed up.
Yeah. Just trying to think of them. You know, the old lady from Titanic.
Not Kate Winslet.
No,
but
the old version
of Kate.
Yeah, the
Winslet.
Old Rose.
Okay.
Also, the bearded guy, who's Bill Pullman's Bill Paxton's partner with the beard and fat.
Like the captain?
No, on the boat.
Oh. Okay.
None of the people on Titanic.
I got you.
Except
Kathy Bates' character, the unsinkable Molly Brown.
What?
I'd get in there all day long, man.
You lost me. I don't know.
You don't
who
know
that
enough
is,
about Titanic,
but
man.
Leatherface.
Leatherface is a good one.
There's too many hot female characters. I can't just pull one right out of my head. Gal Gadot in any movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not into her.
She's hot.
She's too Israeli.
I'm okay with that.
Like, I feel like she would crush me with her thighs.
That would be okay with me.
No, because you'd be in the hospital forever. And you couldn't walk. You'd have to go through rehab. It's
no,
not worth
I'll
it, dude.
I'll take it. She'll be there with me.
No, she won't.
Mm-hmm.
She ain't going to be there.
She's stuck.
She can't have that in the front page of National Enquirer.
She's stuck.
She's crushed her lover's pelvis. That ain't going to go well for her next movie.
I don't know any other ones off the top of my head. Shit.
I just like staring at you. I just
It's a weird...
Your
Kate
chair
Mara?
Is screaming for help. Get off of it. Dude, these are bad. Like, if you're gonna troll better, dude. Like, these are like baseline kindergarten trolls, dude.
Your chair.
Like,
screaming.
Did he Google that? Like, things to say to fat people on the internet.
It's probably got a list 101. Pulled up.
Yeah.
No.
It's probably all in Comic Sans.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And it's just, come on,
Comic Sans.
Just come at me better.
Bug off! That's a weird fuck off.
Is he like from...
Bug
no
off.
Offense to present company, but are you not from America?
Bug off.
Because I don't feel like you mock people for being fat and then say, bug off.
It's kind of an odd, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of an odd thing.
It's a weird thing to say, man. It's a weird thing to say.
Yeah. What's her face? Kate Mara. That was the other one.
You like her?
Yeah.
You like her better than Rooney?
Yes.
All right, man. Okay, can we just talk about this to get it out of the way?
Let's talk about my story, yeah.
I'm going to put it up on the screen. I'll make it bigger so you can read it.
I mean, that's where bug off comes from, so that would be what I think. Who's that yellow
Who's
guy?
Who's that yellow guy? Yeah, exactly. Who's the yellow guy?
Dude, this is a long story.
I mean, I didn't know how you wanted to handle it, so I'll let you do it however you want.
All right, so this guy is.
I mean, you want me to Google like some spooky music?
I don't care.
Like, can we do like scary Halloween music?
Yeah,
you think?
Yeah, that will totally pull up stuff.
Okay, here.
Halloween? No, not this.
I think this is the right one.
Not here. This.
It's not loading. Almost didn't pull up, Chad.
God, not this song.
It would have been. I don't know what your problem is with this.
It's the worst.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween. Ghostly things are gonna happen. Ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
This is the worst thing ever. Shut this up. Shut this up.
What about dark ambient horror music orchestra?
That sounds like it will work, man. All
right, here we go. All right, let's go back to the story.
Okay, so this guy, I don't know if you all know, but there's the dark web, and then apparently there's also 8 levels of the internet.
Okay.
And so, like, the deepest, darkest one is where he apparently, like, went to. A lot of this is the opening. There's no official name for this place, or at least I haven't seen one. There were rumors, however. These range from an Illuminati chat room to a virtual holding cell for an experimental AI gone rogue. In reality, it's a lot worse. After a long and painful process of breaking down firewalls, encryptions, solving bizarre physiological riddles, and following hidden links, I was finally directed to a blank page with one line of text and a text box underneath. Quid caris? Latin for what do you seek? I remember feeling surprised, but in retrospect, I didn't know what I was expecting.
What would you type into a box like that, first
Dude,
of all?
Okay, he said, the truth, enlightenment.
Okay.
What do you seek? Boobs.
I mean, that's probably
what
I would be like.
Type in.
Money.
Immediately. So, and then he's like, I tried something off the wall, not sure how this came to me or why I thought it would work, but I typed in, what also seeks me?
Okay.
Now that I think about it, this thing might have been an AI. To my surprise, the page went blank, like fully blank. I waited. After about 5 minutes, I was directed to what looked like a forum. No, it wasn't even that. It was more basic, just a list of links over a brownish-yellow background. The links themselves were indecipherable, just seemingly random sequences of characters, symbols, and letters. A lot of them I've never seen before. It almost looked like an alien language.
Okay.
So this is the deepest level of internet that's out there.
This music, by the way,
through
perfect.
Through firewalls and encryption shit.
Okay.
Hacker top skill elite level, man. I clicked on the first one and loaded up a live feed of what seemed to be the Paris catacombs. I watched for a while, but it was ultimately uneventful. I moved on to the next link. It was a shaky video in a dark setting, but I could make out men in tactical gear. They were in the house, opening doors and sweeping each room. Eventually, they kicked one down to reveal a creature, tall and humanoid with scaly skin. It was gnarling on a dismembered arm. They tried shooting at it, but it escaped out a window. The video stopped there. Well, I was floored. What the hell was this? It looked too real to be unreleased footage. I was officially intrigued. I stumbled upon a document called the Paragon Project, detailing trials of human experimentation that would lead to superhuman levels of strength and durability.
Sweet.
It was an apparent success. Looked official, too.
So this is all in that same forum?
This is all on just a basically like Wikipedia for the dark web,
right,
or whatever.
Okay.
Except darker, darker web.
Okay. It's the really dark web.
Oh, yeah. There were essays on space-time anomalies, glitches in reality, and apparent pictures of alternative dimensions. There were detailed explanations regarding Area 51, the Bermuda Triangle assassinations, disappearances, and the true nature of the Holy Grail. Came out of nowhere.
Why the Holy Grail?
Oh, dude, because, you know, that's one of the
Chat
things.
Chat says 4chan.
One of the more...
There's not enough furries.
No. No porn on this at all. One of the more upsetting ones was a document referring to a world-ending bomb, a nuke that's 720,000 times stronger than the one dropped on Hiroshima.
That seems pretty strong.
720. It's very specific.
Yep.
There was something called the Marianas Trench abnormality. So this guy's just reading Pacific Rim, like, fan lore or some crap.
Well, I mean, isn't that the deepest part of the ocean?
Yeah.
There's something down there. The bloop,
yeah.
Dude. Something
strange
down
man on the 15th floor, and one simply referred to as Blackout. Recovered logs of skinwalker hunting expeditions, 911 transcripts from residents of a town in Texas that went missing in 1977, and even the journals that belonged to the people involved in the Dyatov Pass incident, whatever the hell that is.
Okay, don't know.
They didn't
that
go
is
insane because of the snow. Spent hours on there. I came across a trailer to a silent film made back in 1910, one that apparently made people claw their eyes out after watching, that nearly derailed the whole industry. There was a live stream of a hooded man sitting in front of a camera, head crouched down. He eventually lifted his head, even though he had no mouth. A deep guttural "Hello" came through my speakers. Somehow I knew it had came from him. It didn't stick around for that. What?
I didn't stick around for that.
Okay. Yeah. There were obscure sets of step-by-step guides that involved things like cutting off your own limbs and sewing on a corpse. Corpses performing religious incantations in the middle of the Siberian forest and going to coordinates that apparently housed captive fallen angels.
Okay.
It was unclear what any of these were supposed to achieve. There was also a 20-second long clip titled "The Futility of the Living." I didn't watch it. That's when I realized there was no way even the highest form of organized government have full control of this. One of the scariest things about this whole thing was that I didn't find an end to the list, no matter how far I scrolled down. Let's see, where does it get... Yeah, here you go. I think I had a meltdown and passed out eventually. So that's a good sign.
Okay.
Because I woke up on the floor in the middle of the night. I looked at my computer screen to see looped helicopter footage of a massive crab-like creature tearing apart a coastal island.
Cloverfield.
Yep. I clicked off of it. I just sat there for the longest time. I couldn't comprehend what I was seeing, and I don't think I really wanted to. Now I'm not really sure why I kept going. My brain was screaming for me to take my computer out to the lawn and smash it into
pieces. I'd keep going.
But I didn't. I know, right? Like, none of this is, like, crazy shit yet.
Yeah, I mean, what? Scale people, eat people,
we've
I don't
seen
care
movies.
Yeah,
you can't,
dude,
you can't fuck with me here.
Come on, it's all innocent.
But I didn't.
Tricks.
I noticed something I hadn't before. A small message at the bottom left-hand corner of the screen. I don't know if it was always there or not. It was hard to read, so I had to squint. More Latin translated into, "Are you satisfied?" There were two options underneath it, yes or no. So the question was in Latin.
Okay.
But the answers were yes and no.
Right.
So, makes sense. Now I knew the answer to this question. Hell no, I wasn't satisfied. I was horrified, scared, scarred for life, but I should have clicked on yes. If I just clicked on yes, it would have taken me out of that godforsaken place, back to comfort and sanity. Even right now, I can't tell you why I clicked on no.
The song's not as good.
Yeah, skip. But once I did, the page seemed to refresh. It was still the same basic setup, except there were only four links. This time, there were no recognizable numbers or characters. Hell, it didn't look like anything that could have come from this world, just a collection of extremely crude symbols that didn't give off any sense of pattern or direction. I clicked on the first link. After about 20 seconds, I slammed my computer shut. I can't describe to you what I saw. All I know is that I wasn't supposed to see it.
I know what it was.
Nobody should ever see some, what?
Is that picture of Matthew I showed you?
Oh, God, yes. That's so true. Nobody should ever see something like this. It's not only that, that it didn't make any sense. I can't tell you why it didn't. I couldn't begin to grasp the images I was seeing. It wasn't graphic or anything. Not like that. I just couldn't recognize anything. I could make out things moving, but not in a way any creature on Earth has ever moved before. Colors that I'd never seen before.
Wow.
On an RGB monitor, yep.
Yeah, it's amazing.
How that happens. Just thinking about it gives me a splitting headache. This is my best attempt at visualizing it. We have three dimensions here on Earth. We can move left, right, blah, blah, blah. These things weren't restricted to that. I can't explain it any further. All I know is that I didn't want to watch
some
one more second.
Some type of optical illusion, huh?
Yeah, totally. I don't think I would have... This guy's on acid. I left my room. For the first time in a while, I was planning to leave my house. I needed fresh air to take a walk or something. Hell, I was thinking about running a marathon in the middle of the night just to get my mind off that shit for a few hours.
That's the craziest thing I've heard.
I was putting on my jacket when I heard a knock at the door. I stopped dead in my tracks. Obviously, I wasn't opening up. About a minute and five more sets of knocks came before somebody spoke up. Open up. We know what you did, but we're not here to hurt you. We just want to talk.
Said not threatening, man.
Yeah, we don't want to hurt you. Just open the door. Tone wasn't threatening. Eventually, I obliged. I opened up my door in the middle of the fucking night to two tall, slim men in suits.
The Slenderman, dude.
They smiled at me. Can we come in? I still don't know how they found me. I thought for sure that I was off the grid.
You know, our IP address.
We sat down on the couch. I guess I was just waiting for answers at this point. One of them looked at me and said, "What were you looking for?" "I don't know, but I'm not going back," I responded. He smiled again like this is what he wanted to hear. The other one piped up, "Who do you work for?" His tone was a bit more aggressive. I just shook my head. Look, I didn't know what I was getting into. Oh, no. Oh, no, I didn't know what I was getting into. I wasn't looking for anything. I'm sorry. They just stared at me for a while. I'm not going to tell anybody. Trust me. They finally responded. We're not worried about that. Doubt anybody believe you. Another smile. Somehow it felt genuine. We just wanted to know what your priorities were. In retrospect, that was a very strange question. Like, this whole thing isn't strange.
Yeah, I mean, like,
but
the whole thing's
strange. That's the thing that turned him off. My priorities. Why are you worried about that? Just do us a favor and we'll leave. I perked up. Give us the device you used to access it on. I didn't ask any questions. I ran upstairs and basically tossed them my laptop. They both smirked at me once, last time before heading for the door. Just as they were about to leave, one of them turned back. I don't think you need to be told, but don't try this again. And don't show anybody else how to get there either. We'll know. I didn't ask for who they were.
He posted it on Reddit, though.
I'm not sure I would have wanted to know. It's been a week now. I don't go on the internet so much anymore.
Except
after
Reddit.
This.
Need this sweet karma.
Yep. I'm going to try and forget, to try and not to think about it anymore. I've started having horrific nightmares. Been seeing a therapist for that, but I don't think it's helping. Anyways, I'm not going to let this consume the rest of my life. The thing is, I'm afraid this might not be possible. There are some things. The thing is, I'm afraid this might not be possible.
Uh-huh.
Oh, the rest of his life for it to consume it. Okay. There are some things we aren't supposed to know about, probably for our own safety and sanity. Don't try and seek them out. It's better that way.
I want to know all those weird things. It's like my whole life.
Dude, why would you not want to know?
Yeah, right.
Like, I get there is probably some fucked up shit, but...
Do you know what this subreddit is?
No.
Kate... Yeah. Okay. You know this is like...
Oh, God, are you fucking kidding me?
You know it's fake, right?
This whole time, I was like, this dude... God damn you.
I knew this whole time I just wanted you to...
Ah, you bitch! I should have read the side.
I wanted to know if you knew before I blew up your spot.
No, I didn't.
It's so great. The sidebar says no sleep, which is the subreddit this story is on.
So I just gave this guy a whole fucking story.
It's a place for authors to share their original horror stories.
Don't look at me like that, man.
I'm gonna murder you.
We found some really great scary music, though. You didn't know, did you?
I didn't.
How many stories did you read on this subreddit?
That was the only one.
Okay, well, that's good, at least.
That was the only one.
I mean, it's a pretty good original story. But it does make it seem like more full of plot holes now that you know it's intentionally fake,
I knew
right?
He was tripping on some sort of drug when he wrote it.
Right.
But, like, what if,
How
man?
Badly do you want the dark web to be real?
Like, the deepest of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I was like, oh, look, I found the Holy Grail.
Why do you... You know there's probably a subreddit for dark web, right?
No, I don't even want to now.
I mean, I'm just going to go to the dark web.
It's all going to be fake.
There you go, man. Right here.
Yeah, it's all just the dark web. Looking for a cigarette dealer?
There's like rain in the background on these headphones. It's pretty weird, actually. Yeah, man, I'm telling you. I think this is the one you want to go to, man.
Nope, now I don't even want to fuck with Reddit.
It's a Reddit devoted to strange, creepy, and interesting sites found on the dark web, commonly accessed using Tor I2P browser. Relevant ClearNet sites and links are also accepted as long as they clearly pertain to a dark web subject or a site.
Interesting.
So, like, you can go here and just, like, well, let's do top all time, dude. This is I'm going to teach you to Reddit 101, all right? You go top. Anytime you find a new thing, you go top all time, and you see what it's about, all right? Myths about the dark web that is not true, okay? All right, well, that doesn't bode well.
Yeah, it's gone. They don't Silk want you Road. To know that stuff.
Dark browse the dark web for the first time. Need help. I'm 17 and was so bored, so I wanted to browse the dark web to see what I could find. I downloaded onion.tor to get access. I'm new to this, so I did not know much about what I was doing. I knew a hidden wiki site, so I went to one and I was just browsing around different areas. About 15-20 minutes, my mom calls me from her work phone number. She asked me if everything was okay. I said yeah. She asked what I was doing. I lied and said I was watching TV. I asked her why she was asking me. She said a person called her and was breathing weird, heavy, and said nothing. I do not know if there's any correlation to me using the dark web. Is it possible for people to get numbers and addresses? Shall be worried for my safety? First post. Oh, man, they found you. Step one, burn your computer. Use a lighter. Use something that catches on fire. Then walk away from it in slow motion. Step two, you can never see your mom again. That life is over now. You're going to only be known as Carl Smith. If you don't like the name, tough. You got yourself into this mess. Step three, do you know how to raise professional roosters for cockfighting? Well, learn. It's your only source of income moving forward. They used an easy hack. Once you connected to the dark web, your brain was scanned. From there, bam, mom's work number. It's a rookie mistake. You endangered hundreds of lives with your reckless behavior, asshole. Good job. It starts with heavy breathing on the phone, and then I can't even say it. It just gets weird. Also, it was a coincidence. You're fine. Hope you didn't do step one already. That'd suck.
That's awesome.
Tor is risky. Should use Tails OS with it. Uh-oh. Morris knows all about it, man. Can you give Colby a crash course in the dark web?
Ooh, I don't care.
You know what's sad? I've actually been on the, quote, dark web. All right, I've downloaded Tor. I've gone to all these weird sites. I can't afford anything on those either, so it's just like...
1,000% no, and what...
Like, you're not going to find our half aardvark, half human people on the dark web.
Well,
like, those things don't
no
really exist.
There's no confirmation that you're ever going to get what you paid for.
Oh, definitely.
Because there's no process you could do to get them back if they didn't give you what
you
wanted.
Do you go to the police because you didn't get your counterfeit money?
Exactly.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah,
I used Bitcoin to purchase some prostitutes online, and they never showed up. Could you figure out who this is and get that money back for me? Sir, you're going to jail.
Here, let's see. I found a guide. What's the scariest or the weirdest shit you've ever seen on the dark web? Here we go, man. You know what?
All I saw was some fat guy eating his own poo.
Yeah, that's, you know what? That's pretty weird.
Yeah.
Yep, they win.
I didn't know really what I was expecting from that story.
Yeah. You used to just have a look at Silk Road. Yeah, I mean, problem is that the FBI could bust you anytime.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you use Bitcoin, you're probably safe, but, like, I don't know, man.
VPN and Tor, man. Sure.
VPN costs money, though.
Yeah, but still, it's...
But yeah, I mean, you're gonna pay for marijuana over Silk Road, and like,
and then it just never shows up.
All right, what
and
are you gonna do?
Who's gonna deliver that? UPS? No,
I think Silk Road was actually so legitimate that's actually how it worked.
I don't know, man. There's no way, like, unless you package it in like a bear or something, and then you're like, here.
They don't do like drug sniffing dogs for the USPS.
They don't.
No.
They don't have some, like, X-ray
mail, dude.
System. That
I'm sure that they wrap it in lead or something. Who knows, man?
I don't.
They trafficked hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff on Silk Road, dude.
Anyways, yeah, no, I read the comments of that story that I apparently thought was real, and it was just like, this dude's like,
by the way,
DMT.
Silk Road, great name for an illegal thing. OS use of a DVD, it loads in your RAM where you turn the computer off, RAM clears itself. Yeah. Exactly. That's the safest way to do it. It's like it never existed. Yeah, let's see. It was an online black market. first modern darknet market, best known as a platform for selling illegal drugs, as part of the dark web. It was operated as a Tor hidden service, such as online users were able to browse it anonymously and securely without potential traffic monitoring. The website was launched in February 2011. Development had begun 6 months prior. Initially, there were a limited number of new seller accounts available. New sellers had to purchase an account in an auction. Later, a fixed fee was charged for each new seller account. In October 2013, the FBI shut down the website, arrested Ross William Ulbricht under charges of being the site's synonymous founder, Dread Pirate Roberts. On November 6, 2013, Silk Road 2.0 came online, run by former administrators of Silk Road. It, too, was shut down, and the alleged operator was arrested. Ulbricht was convicted of 8 charges related to Silk Road and sentenced to life in prison without parole.
Wow.
Sucks, dude.
Yeah, that's why you don't start an online illegal drug smuggling company.
March 2013, the site had 10,000 products for sale by vendors, 70% which were drugs. In October 2014, there were 13,756 listings for drugs, grouped under the heading stimulants, psychedelics, prescription, precursors, other, opioids, extoids, dissociatives, and steroids, PEDs. Fake driver's licenses were also offered. The site terms of service prohibited the sale of certain items. When the Silk Road Marketplace first began, the creator administrators initiated terms of service that prohibited the sale of anything whose purpose was to harm or defraud. This included child pornography, stolen credit cards, assassinations, and weapons of any type. Other darknet markets, such as Black Market Reloaded, gained user notoriety because they were not as restricted to these items as the Silk Road. There were also legal goods and services for sale, such as apparel, art, books, cigarettes, erotica, jewelry, and writing services. A sister site called The Armory sold weapons, primarily guns, during 2012, but was shut down because of the lack of demand. Dude, they sold guns, dude.
Dude, did you hear about that one guy? There was a site on the dark web where it was like offering hitman services, and then he just got like about $300,000 from people wanting people killed.
They never showed up.
And never killed anybody. And was just like, ah, gotcha.
I mean, what are you going to do?
You're not going to do shit other than find out who that dude is and then kill him. But, I mean, all these people that are probably requesting assassinations.
Right, it's like, my ex-wife.
Yeah. Aren't going to kill people because that's why they're looking for assassinations, but...
Here you go, dude. Buyers were able to leave reviews of sellers' products on the site and an associated forum where crowdsourcing provided information about the best sellers and the worst scammers. Most products were delivered through the mail, with the site's seller's guide instructing sellers how to vacuum seal their products to escape detection.
Hmm.
There you go, man. Just mailed right to you.
That's nuts.
$15 million in transactions were made annually on Silk Road.
That's crazy.
That is stupid.
Well... basically, what this taught me is that I should read before I speak things.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of liked it.
The whole entire time I'm reading it, I'm like, this would be a really good horror movie.
Well, right, that's because it's totally
made up.
That's
because that's what it is.
Best drugs I've ever had was off the internet. I mean, I don't know, I'm too much of a coward. I would never do it, dude.
Yeah. That's too risky.
I would never do it. Let's click on this other one, though.
Not worth the possible chance.
Black Market Reloaded. It was an Onion or Tor hidden website which sold illegal drugs and illegal goods, so stole their credit cards and firearms. In late November 13, the owner of Black Market Reloaded announced the website would be taken offline due to an unmanageable influx of new customers. Huh. So it never got shut down. He just quit.
Hmm.
That is insane, actually.
Yep. I don't know.
Oh, here you go, dude. Tor hidden services. There's a whole list on Wikipedia. See, that's the problem with the dark web. So it's not really that dark, I don't think.
No, not anymore.
No.
Except for the dark, dark web, man.
Like, I'm not, like, there's one in pornography. Like, I'm not clicking that. Like.
I'm not clicking that.
Assassination market, right here. It's a prediction market where any party can place a bet on the date of death of a given individual. Oh, that's not nearly as exciting as I thought it was going to be. I thought it was going to be about killing people. How about the farmer's market? That sounds nice. Adam Flowers was an online darknet marketplace operating the Tor Anonymity Network. It was closed. Several operators arrested. U-12-2, Operation Atom Bomb, 2-year investigation, like the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration.
Drugs.
It's just drugs.
Drugs.
Lots of drugs, dude.
Hmm.
That's crazy. Bitcoin Frog, you want to go there, man? It's a centralized cryptocurrency Tumblr.
Is that used to launder a part
it's,
of the
it's night? A money launderer for Bitcoin. That's literally what it is.
From the robbery of sheep market.
That's insane. It's just a Bitcoin launderer, so you can't chase it. You can't trace it back to the original owner.
Interesting.
8chan. That's, you know what? That's probably worse than the pornography site, honestly. That's probably real messed up. The hidden wiki, dude. There we go. Several censorship-resistant wikis operate as Tor hidden servers. Anyone can anonymously edit after registering on the site. Main page serves a directory of links to Under Onion sites. So there's an entire Wikipedia about the dark web once you get in the dark web.
I've seen that one, man.
You
can I went.
Did you find anything interesting when you were on the dark web, man? Anything worth your time?
No. No. It's either it's drugs, bullshit credit card stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Guns, porn.
Uh-huh.
And
that's about it.
Search whistleblowing engines. Shit.
Oh, conspiracy theorists and stuff.
Yeah, like...
Like, I saw this person getting carried away by scale people. Like, that type of stuff?
No.
Like, Donald Trump went bankrupt.
Like, where Edward
times.
Snowden dumped his stuff.
Okay.
That kind of whistleblower.
He did that to WikiLeaks, though.
No. Right. But,
that's like not
this is where people go that don't want to get caught.
Listen to me. All right. This company I work at, it's called Intersoft. I work there. We got 13 employees, all right? Our manager took a two-hour lunch the other day, and I'm blowing the whistle, and I want you all to know about it.
Yep. Like, that's dark web worthy, man.
No one cares about that stuff, dude. No. I mean, no one cares about the Edward Snowden stuff. Like, be honest.
People did, yeah.
They did. They don't.
The government did.
Like, you know, like, Puerto Rico still doesn't have power? Like, a lot of Puerto Rico?
Some of it does, thanks to Tesla.
Yeah, like, Flint, Michigan still doesn't have drinkable water
also,
in some areas.
Also, who's the company? Yeah. I think it's Google sent the Google balloons
with the
internet.
It's just like, we forget, because, you know, the next thing happened, so. You know, like, the JFK assassination papers got released today. Do you know anything about those, man?
No, I don't.
I feel like that'd be right up your alley with all the conspiracy theories, dude.
Only thing I know is that, the theory that I've heard that makes the most sense to me is that there was Lee Harvey Oswald or whatever that shot a shot, and then it scared the Secret Service officer that was in the car behind JFK.
So then he shot JFK?
And then he accidentally discharged his weapon, and it went and blew off JFK's head.
Well, don't you think the files will tell us for sure what's going to happen?
Who the fuck knows?
See, that's the problem I have with these files being released. Like, what makes you think that these files aren't lies?
Yeah, right. Like okay, if there's something... we finally got the perfect lie for this situation. Right. Here it is.
Yeah, it's not going to be like the CIA is like, but Congress said. Yeah. Like, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, and it's not like you can't doctor official documents.
I mean, they're all made in Microsoft Word, guys. Like, yeah. Anyone can edit them. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like a whole thing, dude.
It's a whole thing with the conspiracy nonsense, man.
Okay, you want to talk about, while we're talking about conspiracy.
Frogs are making people gay.
Just realized I'm 30 minutes late to my YouTube video, so great stream to you guys. See you guys on Sunday. All right, nice subtle promotion for yourself there. Good job there, Unofficial Tony P. Well done.
Thanks, bud.
We'll see. All right. Twitter will now label political ads, including who bought them and how much they are spending. What do you think? That's all you really need to know.
Okay. Twitter will clearly label and require campaigns and organizations to disclose who bought the ad, and that's exactly what you just read.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the headline. That's all you need to know. The new Transparency Center will have a database of all ads currently running on the platform with more disclosures for political ads. The new rules come as Twitter and other social platforms are under scrutiny from lawmakers for allowing Russian interference through online political ads during the 2016 election.
Then they're just going to make fake companies that
they'll just be
the
shell corps.
Fucking ads.
Well, that's already a habit. That's what super PACs are. Yeah. Like, you know, what's the one that the Koch brothers own here?
Oh.
It's like Think Progress or something like that. Is
something
that it?
Like that.
Something like that.
I'm pretty sure.
It's a really vanilla name.
But, yeah.
But it's like, it's really a shady money organization.
Right.
So it can't be like the Koch brothers. It's
right. It didn't come from Charles Koch.
It came from Think Progress or whatever it is, you know? That's exactly what's going to happen.
It's not going to stop shit.
Right. But, I mean, it's not going to say Vladimir Putin $2 million
like,
next
unless
to an
you
ad.
Need a tax ID number to validate your company.
Dude,
to buy
you
ads.
Could get a. I could get a tax ID number in 5 minutes on this site.
Oh, yeah?
On this show. I could do it in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Maybe not then.
Yeah, like tax ID numbers are nothing. You can get them on an online form. They're generated automatically. You don't even need to do anything with them.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, just look at it. I can go here, all right? Check this out. This is how America works, all right, chat? You can get a look in here, all right?
You pressed a button. Now it's on the screen.
Did
you want that?
That's what I want, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want.
All right. Just thought you were
IRS,
using the number pad
EIN,
again, and then it's going to...
Okay. Apply for an EIN online right here. This is also how America works. Clickbait. That isn't real, all right? Well, this is also how America works. Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. The website literally has hours. I said that. But anyway, it works, all right? So you can hit apply online. It's going to open up a site. You're going to hit OK. You're going to hit Begin Application, and then you can pick. All right. We're a partnership. It's Seth and Colby. All right, continue. Okay, it is a partnership together. Okay, continue. And then we have started a new business. Okay, we are an individual. First name, middle initial, social security number, and then you'd hit continue. I think you fill out the other partner, like it says right here, addresses, and you'd add your other partners in here, and then it gives you it right after that. I mean, 3 minutes from now, we could have a tax ID number. That's how it works, man.
So then what?
I mean, that's what I mean. It's not going to save Vladimir Putin $2 million.
Just like a political kind of just gloss over. It's just like we're doing things.
Yeah, it's we did this to make it more transparent.
We did something to make
it's like
less,
this article we read a couple weeks ago. That's
screwy,
like
but,
Facebook is going to add the source,
right,
you know, to
Wiki.
It. And like it's not going to matter.
No,
it's not going to matter at all.
Also, apparently.
They need if they want to do it, they've got to ban ads. But the problem is that they can't ban ads because how are they supposed to know who it comes from anyway? How are they supposed to know? They don't have any idea.
No, they don't. Nope.
Also, they want the money, so they aren't going to say no.
No, that wouldn't work either, because then they just use a VPN from here. I was going to say, you just stop any foreign ads from displaying on American.
I mean, you'd have to do it through, like, banking. Like, it has to come from an American bank or something like that. But then, even then, like, if you're dealing in millions of dollars, I would imagine setting up an American bank account would not be hard.
No. No. There's nothing you can stop the fucking scammers from doing what they're going to do, man.
Right, it's not even scammers. This is the government.
Yeah. Which is the biggest scammer.
Right.
But, you know, I mean.
What are you going to do? You can't do nothing about it.
Can't do nothing.
So let's talk about more. Good old USA. Facebook launches a marketplace for cars with dealers and blue book pricing. Buy a car through Facebook and the social network could earn a special place in your heart. Facebook is creating a dedicated section of marketplace for vehicles. You'll now be able to search filters to find a ride of a specific type, make, model, mileage, transmission, and more. Both people and car dealerships. Cars.com being one of them. You can also check pricing against industry standard Kelly's Blue Book. You can also use Messenger bots to communicate with dealers in real time instead of filling out a contract form and waiting to hear back. Or contact form.
Dude, you know that movie The Circle?
Yeah?
Yeah. This is what that is.
Let's turn it into that.
Yes.
Well, I mean, at some point,
be in
like
every single point that you can be in business, in government.
Do you think that normal Americans, all right, not let's say the sheeple out there, all right, the people who aren't woke, all right, you ever think they're going to look at this and be like, all right, the line between this makes life more convenient and this is absorbing my life has been crossed? Like, at what point do you be like, Facebook does everything?
Right.
This is a problem.
Yeah, that's pretty much a problem.
When does that happen?
I think it's happening.
And does anyone care? Because what are we going to do about it? Like, we notice. Let's say we notice. I'm not sure if car dealerships being there is the line that's going to be crossed. I would say that the line got crossed when, you know, Donald Trump won the election because of Russia paid ads on Facebook. That's probably when the line got crossed.
Yeah, his notoriously rampant Twitter use.
Right. Agreed. So that's probably when the line got crossed. So what do? We can't do anything, so we just sit back and we go, okay, this is how it works now. Right? This is how Facebook just take us away.
Yep.
It's like, but then like Google, like you just said, they like helped out with Puerto Rico and Tesla just provided power. But then again, like Tesla's gonna be the only way we can get to Mars when the Earth burns up.
Yeah, I mean, you know? I've stopped using Facebook, so that's the only thing you can really do is stop.
You look at movies like WALL-E. And you laugh because it's like, by and large, the superstar, you know, and they're like the ones that sponsor how to get off Earth because they destroyed it. And we're more on that track than we are when, like, the 80s were, like, flying cars.
Yeah.
Like, it's more likely that we'd end up as WALL-E than we would in Blade Runner.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we just screw up this place and we just build the whale.
Right, and corporations are the ways we get off.
There's no amount of money that can build the spaceships that they built in WALL-E. And be able to take off from Earth and go through our atmosphere and break that and go into...
Yet.
Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Not in our lifetime, maybe.
Well, I'd take that back. There's an article that just came out recently that NASA just developed like a jet fusion propulsion system.
Dude, if Elon Musk wants it done, it'll get done. Like, he wanted to do electric cars 5 years ago, and everybody's like, that's impossible to do cost-efficient electric cars. How are you going to charge them? And so he's like, so he built a cost-efficient electric car, and then he built an entire charging grid across the United States.
Yeah.
In my child's lifetime. Like, that happened. Like, if someone with money and drive wants it done, it'll get done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the beauty of capitalism.
Right.
But the other side of that, the dark, scary side, is that, okay, so if we want to go to Mars because the Earth is collapsing, I doubt Elon Musk will do it for free. Right. I doubt he's going to transport 7 billion people off this planet for free.
Right.
He's not going to transport 7 billion people to a smaller planet.
No.
For free.
So is that Ready Player One? Is that what that is?
I don't know, man.
Or Elysium or whatever the
hell? I stopped using... Half of those ads aired after the election. I stopped using all social media, and I'd use any Google platforms now. I mean, I don't really use social media. Like, I use Twitter for my Twitch stuff because I have to. It's part of my job, basically. But, like, personally, like, I'm not on Facebook. Like... It's overload to me. It's like all ads and things like memes that are shared by my family, and I just I'll just pick up the phone and call you, man.
A lot of crap just isn't necessary.
Bring back letter writing.
I feel like when all the social media came out, it's like, ooh, there's a place for all of us to share our every single second thought, and just like, here's my entire day laid out in text, and then now. The more it's just going on, I'm just like...
Oh, right, Twitter isn't for that anymore.
Not necessary.
Like, you don't tweet...
Having a sandwich.
Right, you don't tweet that anymore.
Right.
That's how it used to be.
Yeah.
Right, you'd be like, I wonder what Colby's up to. Oh, he tweeted about a zebra. All right, because he saw a zebra on Animal Planet, and he thought it was a cool-looking zebra. Here's a picture of it.
So what's it for, then? Just bitching?
I think it's for promoting... It's for self-promotion. That's one of the uses for it.
So business.
It's for cause awareness. And it's for...
News.
It's for, news and fake news. And it's for... I mean, that's really it. What else would it be for? Because, I mean, you could say it's for people to just talk about their lives. And maybe those people exist and I just don't know them. But, like, I don't really follow anyone anymore who's just like, hey, guys, I had a really great day today. Hung out with my dog. You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't exist
anymore.
It's
not like an online diary. Not anymore.
Right.
Yeah, it's more of a... if you wanna push something, I feel like that's where you gotta
even blogs
reaches more eyes.
Even blogs
anything.
Are that way now.
Yeah,
like it used to be like you could write a blog about your life and people would read it and care. And now it's now if you do that, no one cares because you have to be clickbaity.
Well,
and
there's
so
many.
Much competition.
Everybody did it.
Yeah.
It's just like
that's always been the problem with our show.
Where does it end?
Is that our show's about us?
Where does it end?
How do you promote a show about us? It's not about a particular topic. It's about what we care about, and you know, the listeners and what our interaction with them. That's really all it's about. You know that you don't get clicks on iTunes between that. Have you seen the news linking Hillary with the Russians now?
Yes,
I haven't. Colby probably has. Like I said, I try to stay away from that stuff, man. It's just it's too much toxicity for me. Dude.
Hillary and the DNC and Obama and a couple other people like were. In collusion with the Russians to form the dossier that said Trump was peeing on prostitutes or whatever. You remember that one?
I'm surprised. I'm surprised any of that got brought back up because I thought he wanted that thing buried.
We're all right, but now I thought it seemed that way.
Yeah.
But apparently not since it's all been faked.
So it's okay to bring that back up as long as Hillary is the reason behind it?
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Baby. Why did you recognize that so fast?
Because that's my guy.
I'm a little worried. I don't know, man. That whole political stuff, I stay away from that. It's too much. Because next week, no one's going to care, man.
Yeah, that's right.
What, sold one of your uranium mines?
To the Russians. Or something. There's more. I didn't read it. I'm out. I saw it trending on Facebook today, and I'm like...
But there's a big difference between selling something you own to the Russians or something... Like she was Secretary of State. Like, selling America's property was part of her job.
I mean, that's true.
Obama was president, and, like, we probably don't know a lot of the stuff she did with a lot of countries because why would we?
Yeah, why would we? It's not our business. That's
we don't really care.
Do,
yeah. Yeah, but, like, that seems way different
and,
to me.
And, I mean, the Russians, I thought, like, I saw a post a year and a half ago before this whole Trump-Hillary bullshit.
Took uranium out of our country against law. Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. It was never meant to be illegal. I mean, if she broke laws. Well, what's never meant, though? That's the problem with America.
Yeah.
All right? Like, Obama could write a executive order that says, this uranium's okay, signed Barack Obama, and now it's legal.
Right.
There's no checks and balances there. That's why Trump can be like, all right, we're not allowing anyone from Syria into the United States. It just happens. The airplanes stop letting people come in.
Right. I don't know, man.
It's literally the ask for forgiveness policy with the president's executive orders. It's like, it's really what it is. Like, there's no, hey, I want to do this. Is that okay, guys?
There's just so much distraction now, too. It's just crazy. It's just like, what did Trump tweet? That's stupid.
Right.
Let's get that on the newsreel. all day, every day. I'm surprised because, yeah, it's I've been watching a lot more right-wing channels on YouTube, and all of them are like, oh, you were talking about Trump and Russia, now look at Hillary and Russia. Don't you just feel such fools, you stupid idiots? But then, like, CNN and MSNBC and all the left-leaning ones, they covered it, and it was also trending on Facebook today.
Right.
So it's like, yeah.
Well, they're just happy it's not about Trump for once.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it when it's newsworthy. I don't know, man.
I mean, honestly, I don't buy into any of that. Honestly, like, I don't care. I honestly don't care. I do care. I care a little bit, but I'm so numb to it that I don't care, if right. that makes sense. Like, that Russia rigged the election. Because, honestly, Hillary there, Trump there, probably the same thing is going to happen. Congress isn't going to cooperate. Nothing's going to get done. Because yeah. it was basically that way with Obama. Like, it was basically
and
that
I mean,
way.
Everybody says that shit would be different, you know? If Hillary was in there, World War III would be happening yeah. right now.
The only thing that worries me is Trump's tweets. And no, it wouldn't, because Hillary is at least not as, I don't know, bombastic's the word. But
trigger
like,
happy.
Yeah, trigger happy. That's a great word. Just yeah. flies off the handle and says whatever they want, right. whenever they want.
It's like if you reserved. Insult, if she was insulted by someone.
Right. She wouldn't tweet
she's
it.
She's not going to be like, oh, great, little rocket
she's,
man.
She's not gonna
going to
write tweets
down.
About kneelers in the NFL. Mm-mm. The vice president is not going to write. Is not going to leave a Colts game or whatever because someone knelt.
Right.
And fly there and back on private planes paid for by taxpayers. Like, that's not going to happen.
No.
In the Hillary administration. That's the stuff that bugs me.
Right.
That's the stuff that bugs me. The Russia stuff, I feel like that's going to happen. That's just politics. That's something that
yeah.
me as a little
we've
PN
also been,
taxpayer
yeah,
can
going
do nothing
through
about.
That shit for the right. last 40 years.
Right.
And so it's...
That's
well, I saw
just
an article like 2 years ago that said like Russia was ready to open all communication back up with the U.S. And our relationship
yeah,
was actually pretty close to being good by the end of... Before this election
well, pretty
cycle.
Pretty much... It's a well-known fact that pretty much everyone liked Obama.
Yeah.
Like, liked his... Like, I mean, leader-wise. Leadership-wise.
Fox News and...
No, I mean leadership-wise.
Okay.
Like, foreign leaders.
Yes.
Like, regardless if you agreed right. with what he did or what he didn't do, like, most people liked him as a leader.
Yeah.
And that says something, because if you can disagree with someone, at least you can respect their decision.
Mm-hmm.
Where, like, Trump doesn't project any of that.
Oh, yeah. I saw, like, a Finnish cartoon or something like that as Trump as a baby grasping at a tablecloth
right.
of the USA flag and, like, pulling the globe off the table.
Yeah, I mean, I literally get this because I play Destiny with people from all around the world, and all of them, like, I will never forget the first time that I was playing with my German raid team, and one of them made a police brutality joke. At the U.S.'s expense.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's what we're known for. Like, that's embarrassing, dude.
It's pretty bad.
It's ridiculous. And that's
but,
my perspective.
But what is this show? Yeah, I mean, it's bad because, like, I don't know if there was, like you're saying, there was a form of respect with Obama being president.
Right.
And then now it's just like, well, we thought the president was the speaker for your country, but now half your country disagrees with that person,
right.
and all of your news media is basically against him, and late night and
yeah.
comedians.
I mean, even
like
Fox
that.
News has turned, for the most part, against Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is fucking crazy.
You get really crazy YouTube conspiracy theorists about the only people who blindly agree with what he's doing.
And even them, like most of the conservative people I watch, don't like him.
Right.
They like him because of some of his Republican conservative policies.
Right.
But definitely don't like the fact that he's a loose cannon.
Right.
And just tweet about bullshit.
Right.
I mean,
Twitter should just remove his account.
Hey, they really should.
They never will because he's the president.
Right.
And like, you know, Twitter, you know the Jack Dorsey CEO of Twitter goes home and sleeps and be like,
but now it's like the opposite. It's just like you should not have it. Barack should never have started a Twitter. It's his fault.
It is.
Because if he didn't have it, Trump wouldn't have had it.
But you know, Jack Dorsey goes home and goes to sleep every night and he's like, I changed the world.
Yeah.
I mean, he changed the world more than Facebook. There's no doubt. Like,
oh, yeah.
Nuclear war could seriously start because of what Jack Dorsey built.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's a thing that could happen.
Well, if it wasn't Twitter, it would be Facebook or it would be MySpace
yeah.
or it would be anything
be
like that.
600
yes,
of those ones
that
started at Twitter
man,
at the same time, yeah.
That one man,
it's like,
yes.
Like four people.
Can definitely
yeah.
say that.
I'm with you, dude.
I got the president on my network. I'm a big deal.
All right. Let's change gears. Japanese police arrest a 74-year-old ninja thief suspect. Japanese police say that they have finally caught a political thief, a prolific thief who dressed as a ninja to carry out his raids, and was surprised to find out that he was 74. After he's usually covered his face, he's caught a security camera this year. He was put under surveillance, which led to his arrest in July. Police now believe that the so-called Ninja of Hersey is found to have carried out more than 250 break-ins. He'd been charged with thefts of 30 million yen, $260,000, 200,000 pounds. Police have been baffled by a series of burglaries over 8 years carried out by a suspect wearing black, assuming that they had been carried out by someone younger. Investigators observed the suspect, who they seem said a little different to most elderly men during the day. And they say that he went into an abandoned building, changed clothes before waiting to get until it got dark to steal. He was dressed in all black, just like a ninja, a senior official in the western Japanese city of Osaka said. Police say the thief displayed great physical ability, running effortlessly on top of walls instead of taking the streets. After his arrest, the man was quoted as saying, "If I were younger, I wouldn't have been caught. I'll quit now as I'm 74 and it's old enough."
That's legit.
There's
man.
A legit ninja stealing
not saying
things.
Japanese and Chinese are the same, but that Jackie Chan, man, you can't fuck with him either.
No.
He's a ninja.
And he's old, too.
And this guy, I'm sure, has the same background of lifelong martial arts. And then it's like, don't screw with that, man. Scary.
I just love the fact that the police put handcuffs on a ninja. Like, that's just...
Well, also a 74-year-old man who could totally probably...
Oh, he could
ass.
Definitely get out of there, yeah. But he's a ninja, right?
He's a ninja, man.
He's a ninja. All right, our last story, palate cleanser before we end the show. Florida couple receives marijuana in their Amazon order.
Oh, hell yeah.
Florida couple
Where's
learned
that, Amazon
that you
account?
Can now officially order
Give
anything
me that.
From Amazon. While opening an Amazon package in their Orlando home, the couple was shocked to find 65 pounds of marijuana
Holy
inside.
Holy shit, that is so much.
WFTV reports the couple ordered plastic garbage from the totes in the online retailer. The totes came with the pot, but with pot inside. They were extremely heavy, heavier than you would think if you're ordering four empty bins, the customer told the station. The weed package weighed over 93 pounds and had been shipped from a facility in Massachusetts. Police confiscated the drugs, began their investigation. The couple then became afraid, fearing the rightful owner of the marijuana would break into their home and put their hands on the goods. For their trouble, the couple received a $150 Amazon gift card while the company plans on helping the investigation. Our customer service team worked directly with the customer to address concerns. We will work with law enforcement to investigate the case as needed, said Amazon.
So do you think there's like a secret drug operation that's like buy our bin on Amazon? But it's got to be cheap, right?
65 pounds.
You know how much marijuana that is?
Like,
that's thousands of dollars worth of marijuana.
Yeah, someone messed up. I think what's happened is that someone paid in advance, obviously, for 65 pounds of marijuana, cartel, whatever it is. And they were supposed to box it up at a shipping center and mail it, and they mailed it to the wrong people. And of course, like, the comments on here is like, how comes like some white people got this and then narked on it and it wasn't me? Like, that's like all the comments.
Right.
Because like, if you got 65 pounds worth of marijuana delivered to your house, it's Christmas for the next 8 years.
I mean, yes,
yeah.
Except for their fear, which would be eventually they'll probably figure out what address they sent it to, whatever cartel that
was.
That's
a good point.
And then come a knocking and then be like, oh, sorry, I smoked it all.
Wait, what
Sorry,
is that? Aren't there
guys.
Movies with that premise where like they accidentally get like millions of dollars and like the mob shows up to claim the
oh,
money?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
It'd be the same thing with weed.
Well, that was an Always Sunny episode.
That's it. You're right.
They found the speakers with a whole bunch of cocaine in it. And Rickety
right.
Cricket gets his legs broken.
That's right. I remember that.
Banging on trash cans.
Yep. Yeah, man. That's true. They definitely would come looking for that.
Oh, yeah. And then the fact that they have your address.
Uh-huh.
For sure. But... Yeah, a buddy of mine, he moved into his house and then found a I don't want to say it's a pound, but it was definitely a large baggie of meth just in there, like water heater underneath it. And they were like, I'm kind of scared somebody's going to come back and be like, I left my pound of meth here.
Like, that's a lot of drugs, dude.
Yeah. Yeah. That's sketchy shit. I would call the police, I think. Like, I mean...
Yeah, you probably...
I'm a pot advocate, but I would definitely be like, yeah,
yeah,
so.
I mean, once you bring personal safety into it, that's a good point. I never really think about
that. Or I'd
that,
move. One of the two.
You could immediately move.
Yeah.
I mean, you could also...
I'm out.
You could sell it again. You could resell it and then get a nice
and
place.
And be like, what are you talking about? I never showed up here. What?
Yeah.
65 pounds of marijuana? What?
You would have to store it
they
at, like...
They would shoot you.
You would have to, like, store it at, like, you know, unofficial Tony P's house. And then when they showed up, be like, search, dude, I never got this. Your whole room is just smoke.
Search, man.
You're not gonna find any weed here.
Oh god.
There's 400 joints on your coffee table.
Ooh, I bought just this look earlier. Around.
Prove that's yours, man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always refer to like a 70-year-old. Like I always turn into Chong.
Yeah.
Every time I talk about
hey,
weed.
Hey, man, just chill out,
that's
man.
That's what I always talk about. Or you'll be listening on the phone, but won't be able to chat. Have a good one, guys. That's all right. I think we're done with the show.
Yeah, we're pretty close.
All right, let's play our ending
close
music.
Closer to close.
Shall we play our ending music?
Yeah, play that. Play that grid.
The grid.
The grid.
Oh, buddy.
A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they moved through the computer. What did they look like? Ships, motorcycles.
No one's going to understand this.
Where the circuits are frequent. I kept dreaming of a world I thought I'd never see.
It's so long.
And then...
I got in.
I'm just gonna take the Jeff Bridges part out and put it on top of our outro music. And that'll be our new outro.
Perfect.
Guys, thanks so much for watching us tonight, hanging out with us. New follows. My PP is hard.
Thank you.
69, thanks for that.
Thanks, man.
Both Assassin 29, thanks for that. Twin Panty 123. Twippany. And Gears of War 15. Thank you all for your follows.
Thank you.
It's much appreciated. Guys, we'll be back Sunday. Awesome. Sunday afternoon.
Sunday.
2 p.m. Central Time.
Hey, the thing is flipped, man. You see what you do when you do this stuff? It's flipped. It's flippity flipped. There you go.
Better? Here, I'll play them all again. That'll make you happy.
I mean, sure.
There. Playing them all again. Now y'all get your due.
What up?
But anyway, guys, thanks for watching. We'll be back Sunday, 2:00 Central Time. That's like it's like 8 p.m. in England. Daylight Saving Time happens next weekend, and then I believe everything becomes 7 hours ahead in London from us because we change times because America. It's gonna be confusing, dude. But anyway, it's 3:00 Eastern, and then, you know, noon Pacific on Sunday, and we're back on Thursday, 2 shows a week, 7 p.m. Central Time, same one you watched right now. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you want the audio version, we're on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Get all those links at SethandColby.com. If you missed the live show, you can watch the video at YouTube.com/SethandColby. And thank you guys for following, subscribing, doing all the things. Follow us on Twitter. Hang out with us during the week. Twitter.com/SethandColby. We'll see you guys
next week.
Bye-bye. Have a good one.
Where's my mouse cursor?